Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon all, and welcome to this fortnight's installment of the Ish Plus 6 podcast, the podcast series where you can discover your next favorite artist. On today's episode, I am joined by the one and only Nine Nova. Nine Nova is a London-based artist that has been making waves in the local community over the past few years, with hits upon hits already in his catalogue, like Egocentric, Respect Me, and Businessman, along with his most recent release, Black Star, being instant classics all within their own right. You will need to make sure you go and check them out. Please all welcome Nine Nova to the podcast. Let's go. What's going on, Nine Nova?
I'm good, man. I literally just finished coursework, bro. I'm finally done with college. That shit was stressing me out, but I'm out of the shackles now.
Of course, man. Is that for the rest of the year, or is that out of college period? Talk to me.
A little bit out of college, innit? We have half term right now, but I'm debating whether I'm either going or I'm just focusing on music right now before I go uni.
Yeah. I get you, man. Yeah. Honestly, yeah. Uni is long. It's the jump from GCSEs to A levels. Yeah. It's something I never want to do ever again in my life.
Bro, it was, do not get me started, fam.
It was absolutely insane, I swear to you. It was like, yeah, I used to see tweets. It was like the jump from GCSE to A-levels was similar to me playing COD on a daily and then being dropped in Afghanistan in like 2007. it's facts.
Bro, I feel like that was one of the best comparisons I've heard, because you know what, yeah. Before I even went to college, I switched colleges. I was doing A levels in some sixth form, yeah. I was doing the most, the plan was never to do that music full time, innit? I was gonna do some, I don't know, maybe some form of media or like write blogs or something, innit? Like go uni, do some course in article writing or some nonsense. I was doing sociology, philosophy, psychology, whole lot of written subjects, innit? And fam, it's not something you could coast, you know? I'm thinking free subjects. You ain't really got to do too much, bro. I was sadly mistaken, bro.
Thanks, bro. Three subjects. It must be light. I did like 13. Yeah, that's like months. It's calm.
Nah. Yeah. No, man. And then from there, like, I think everything just kind of clicked, bro. Like, the education system should not be doing this to me, like, where it's affecting my creativity, where I don't even want to do anything anymore. I just want to lay in my bed type of thing, innit?
Facts, man, facts. So, yeah, before we get too deep into it, listeners already know, and you already know, you've seen every single episode, obviously. We always start off with a joke. Today's no different. Let's just get right into it, and then we can get into the nitty-gritty, into the questions. What does a robot eat for a small snack?
Apple.
Nah, dude. Microchips. Bro, you don't have to give me a fake laugh. It's calm.
I can't even give you the benefit of a fake laugh, man. I don't want to ever hear that again.
Ah, man, it's calm. Let's just move swiftly past that. Let's get into the nitty gritty. All right. Nine Nova. Nine Nova is the name, right? That's how it's pronounced. That's everything.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, sick, man. Talk me through the origin story. Where did the name come from? How did you get to this point? Talk to me.
Origins, like everything, or should I just start with the name?
Let's start with the name first of all.
Nine Nova. That came about, I say, 2 years ago now. Before, when I was doing music, it wasn't as serious. I had a different name. I might as well reveal that now, innit?
Yeah.
All of it in Spanish class back in like year 10, year 11.
Yeah.
We're just speaking Spanish, blah, blah, blah. I hear the name Dinero. I'm like, bruh, money. Like, cool. Thanks. Let me just call myself Kid Dinero. Like, you know that typical shit. So it was a bit corny at the time, but I was running with it. Then at one point, I was just like, there's no meaning behind this. This is a bit, like, if I ever want to go a bit more forward with this, how can you ever take someone who's called Kid De Niro seriously, innit? So then I started thinking to myself, like, what do I really like? what do I really love the most? And like one of my favorite subjects, it was English and science, innit? And I was just thinking about astrology, this, that, and the fourth. And I thought about just how with stars, yeah, they shine the brightest when they're literally about to like collapse on itself and die. And I thought that was so unique. And at the time, that was when like Juice WRLD passed, X passed, which was like the biggest influences for me. And I was like, well, I kind of want to go against this whole thing where all of these artists, when they die, that's when they're getting the most recognition, this and the fourth. It was like a promise to myself that I'm not going to let like my downfall, whether it's I quit music or God forbid, like my time comes, innit? Like that's like my pinnacle, innit? And then the number nine, that was just paying homage to Juice WRLD at the time, innit?
Honestly, that is hard. That's a hard origin story. I have to commend you for that.
I appreciate that, man. Honestly.
Yeah, man. It was weird because a lot of rappers did just start dying at the same time. X and Juice WRLD and Lil Peep as well. It was crazy.
Hella niggas like Pop Smoke. This and the fourth, man, like it was a bit of a surreal experience, like, and like when you really get into like the thought process, it's like, bro, is it really worth going down this path, innit? Like, you know, there's a lot of drugs, money, this, that involved in it, and like it's really easy to get swayed, bro. There's a lot of snakes in the ears, this, that, and the fourth. But I think my name is that reminder that if I stay grounded, if I stay true to myself, innit, I don't think my time will pass and that will be like the peak of my era.
Facts, man. Facts. He's hoping that you'll receive your recognition before the time comes, bro. Facts. Mm-hmm. I want to talk a little bit about like, so how you got to this point from the beginning as well. We talked about the name. I suppose we can talk a bit about how you got into music, like how it all started.
So how that started, basically, it was a thing, like I said before, it was English, yeah. I just love poetry, innit? I'll be entering poetry competitions, a lot of other things. I just love getting my feelings down, innit? Like, venting to myself, I'd be writing in notes. And then it got to a point where I'm listening to all these artists, and I'm like, how would I sound if I put one of my poems on a beat? I searched up some next lo-fi beat on SoundCloud, started rapping on it. I was like, this ain't half bad. And I showed my friends and they were like kind of edging me on to like keep going in it. Pause. they were just like, yeah, like keep going. It was shit at the time, I'm not gonna lie. But like they saw that I had there was some sort of spark behind it. So, and from there, I just kind of kept going. If you don't mind, can I touch on my first song?
Yeah, go ahead, yeah.
Yeah. So after I've written all my poems and that, yeah, I'm like, oh, I want to record in it. But it wasn't a thing where I was telling my parents, because at the time, obviously, they had all these expectations. They wanted me to, you know, go A-levels, uni, this and the fourth. So I wasn't going to say that, oh, yeah, I'm doing music. I kind of want to take it seriously. So I was a bit half-hearted. And at the time, it wasn't a thing where my parents were giving me money. I could get studio time. So there was a youth center near where I live. I knew the guy that was there from my cousin, and I ended up recording my first couple of songs there. And from there, I was like, bro, like, this is kind of cool. Like, let me learn to do this myself.
Thanks, man. Honestly, that's real. Yeah, that's hard as well. And I know you've mentioned in the past that English was your favorite subject in high school.
Mm.
Would you say that the fact that it allowed you to write down these feelings was the reason why it was your favorite subject? I did have a question about that for later, but I suppose we can get into it now.
Yeah, might as well, isn't it? Like, yeah, no, I thought it was so interesting how even like when like obviously some people think English is a shit subject, isn't it? You look at old writing, some nonsense, but like, it was just the human mind. I think it's so interesting, isn't it? Like, how different people all have their own sort of the minds and they interpret their own sort of things. And I think that's what interested me the most, how one person can think this way and one person can think this way. But at the end of the day, it's just emotions on paper, isn't it? And everyone experiences emotions differently. I think that's what kind of connected me to it, and like being able to expand on that. It was just, I just really liked it. Got a lot of enjoyment out of it.
Yeah, man. Facts, facts. And that is very real. Yeah. Cause yeah, it's, I don't really, to be fair, I don't really have anything to add, but that is very real. And yeah, man. And it's good. Honestly, that whole tying back to the whole youth center thing, those are so important in order to, you know, harbor creativity in the youth of today and use their energy for something positive. So yeah, that's definitely something to commend for real. Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the fact that you produce most of your beats yourself. So most, if not all, is it all of them or is it most of them? Talk to me.
Most of them.
Yeah. What made you choose this method of artistry as opposed to, you know, going on the hunt for other beats elsewhere, you know, in this very producer rich atmosphere that we have right now? What made you go for that method of
artistry? So real. Bro, when I was making music back then, I was just so broke. It wasn't a thing where I could go buy leases and all that shit, you know. Like, before, it was a thing where I met this producer, innit, and he would make beats for me, like, personally, and he would send them out to me, and, like, he would let me use them for free. Well, at one point, there was some little altercation that kind of came, so I don't want to be searching for a new producer or having to go on the internet for beats, and I was just like, bro, fuck it, let me just try to do this myself. So then I was just making all them type beats. It took a while, innit? But eventually, just with a bunch of tutorials on YouTube, innit, I was able to learn everything. And I feel like what makes it better is that I don't need to search up a type beat or like relate to any sort of artist, because at the end of the day, if I can hear a sound, I can make it tailored to me. And I feel like it just adds on to me having my own style, innit?
Yeah, facts. And that's the thing about type beats. You can't, like, you don't get the stems yourself in those type beats. It's just a YouTube 23 converter or whatever.
Something might be too loud in my ear, or the bass might be a bit too quiet. But with this, I can just do what I want, and I can let it, like, I can create my music in the way I want it to be interpreted, like, even from down to the production, not just the lyrics.
Yeah, exactly. Facts, man. It's interesting because I know that artists like, I mean, I think, I don't know if you know the song Doja by Snot. Yeah. That guy, actually, that beat itself is his own type beat. So like he fully went on, I'm pretty sure he went onto YouTube and searched, I was about to say Googled a Snot type beat on YouTube. He YouTubed a Snot type beat on YouTube and found the Doja beat, which was pretty sick. So yeah, that's interesting, man. I don't know. It's weird when you get to that point that you start seeing your own type beats all over the place.
Yeah, I feel like that's the moment I can, like, properly be proud of my production, when, like, people see me having my own style and they try to, like, take inspiration from it and, like, spread it on YouTube, innit?
Yeah, exactly, man. Absolutely, absolutely. Would you say that at this point in your career, you're more open to approaching other producers and, you know, potentially making projects with them? I know that you did one with Kill This Tony, if I'm not mistaken. Is he producer or is he an artist?
Yeah. Sonny.
Kill This Sonny?
Yeah.
Oh, right, yeah. So, the question was, would you be more open to approaching other producers on a more regular basis at this point?
Yeah, 1000%. Like, even if it's something like minor, like sending me a melody, I'd want to start branching out a bit more, because there's only so much I can do with, like, by myself, innit? But even with Sonny, I feel like my best work has come from collaborating and, like, working with, like, like-minded people. So I'm definitely more open to working with others. The only reason I haven't right now is because I just kind of want to hone in on my sound, innit? But once I'm done with that, I want to start dishing out songs, because producing for yourself, it also longs everything out.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's it's weird producing for yourself as opposed to producing, as opposed to getting tracks from other people, because honestly, or beats from other people, because it's like when it comes to producing for yourself, I don't know, it's like everything is down to you, everything is your own decision. Whereas when you're taking the beat from someone else, it's like, I don't know, it's just, it feels like it's less about, there's two minds that are feeding into it, or maybe just one if it's one person making the beat for you and then giving it to you, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's interesting that you mentioned you honing in on your artistry, because I do want to talk a bit about your most recent track, Black Star, if I'm not mistaken. That is the name of it, right? Yeah, Black Star, Black Star. I'm not going to lie to you, when I was listening to that track and comparing it to the rest of your other music in the past, it is so different to, you know, even your second most recent track, Businessman. So I just want to know what warranted this change between, I suppose, what warranted this shift in persona, I suppose you could say persona, between, you know, Businessman, Spec Me, and Boss type beats.
It's, I think what else that influences me is the music I'm actually listening to and like the artists I listen to on a day-to-day basis. It was just, with this track, it was, I was just listening to a lot of Amapiano, innit? I was just kind of going back, listening to different like Afro genres, innit? And I was like, bro, this sounds so good. It sounds so fun to do. Like, let me test out my production. So then when I made the beat, I took inspiration from one of my other beats here. I produced for CL, innit? Which was Sao Paulo. I used a Brazilian funk sample, innit? So I started off with that and I made the whole Amapiano beat. And I was like, bro, like, I might as well do something with it. Like, if it works, it works. If it doesn't, just, it's another thing in the vault. And I wanted to tailor it to my heritage and kind of, what's the word? Like, confront like how I feel being like an African individual in the UK, this, that, and the fourth, innit? Like, I feel like it's not always like seen or obvious, but we still go through day-to-day struggles, innit? That it's not everyone to see, innit? So I wanted to make something for the people who can relate to that, can find like fun in that rhythm, all of that. And it just, I don't know, I never thought about doing a particular style with it. I was just like, let me just talk about being Ghanaian and being black, innit? And that's just kind of how it came to life. Like I keep saying like a lot, please excuse me, but when I make Respect Me or Businessman, it's just different moods or different versions of me, innit? I could be egotistical, I could be feeling a bit pissed off from a different situation, and it's just a thing where this is how I put it into music and let it be interpreted.
Thanks, man, honestly.
Yeah.
And honestly, you did choose a good time to release a song like that, because we're approaching somewhere, we're in summer at this point.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's
exactly.
Like, yeah, no, nah, it's definitely got that type of vibe, for real. Yeah, man. Yeah. Would you say that I don't know, as to be fair, I usually leave this question to the end, but I suppose, would you say that this genre is something that you'll explore a bit further on, or like in the near future, or is it, you know, just this kind of thing, a one-off kind of thing?
I actually don't know, you know. I don't know, like, sometimes I'll be listening back to my music and I realize how much I do keep sort of changing styles, sticking to me, but I'm changing the sort of style. I don't really stick to anything in the moment, even right now. If you've seen like the singles I've been releasing over time. But it's definitely something I don't want to leave one off, because it just got so much good feedback, bro. And the fact that I could be like an unapologetic version of myself in that song, it just makes me want to do it a bit more. And yeah, man, I got a lot of joy from making something like that. So I imagine I'm going to make something similar down the line.
Yeah, man, facts. Yeah, that's hard as well because, yeah, when I think about it, songs like Businessman are complete, like, they're not, they don't, they're similar in theme to Respect Me, but
yeah,
at the same time, they have their own, they're in their own lanes, if you know what I mean. They're different lanes of the same motorway, or I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. I hear what you're saying, still.
Yeah, man. I had a question about live performances. I've asked this question a couple of times to previous artists. You've done a couple of live performances as of recent. I know that you did one at XOYO a little while ago.
Yeah.
What's something they don't tell you when before you go onto stage? Like, what's something that you notice when you're performing that they don't tell you?
Oh, you're going to have to give me a second to think about that one, you know?
Yeah, it's no worries, understand. Take your time.
To be fair, you're not really told anything. Like, I feel like it's kind of expected to, like, know what's going to happen. At the end of the day, yeah, you're not really told that... Ooh. I guess all eyes on you, man, like... It's serious when you're on the stage, like you're actually by yourself. It's like a boxing ring. Like, there's no one gonna be able to perform for you. If you don't really bring the energy, if you don't have a good performance, the crowd isn't gonna, you know, make up for it and start singing it for you. You gotta be the person to put on a show and just perform to your best, whether or not like it's being received well. I think that's what I'd say. And like, just don't kind of be in your own world. Don't let it deter you. I think that's what they don't tell me. Yeah,
man. Facts. What would you, I suppose, how would you compare your first performance to your most recent one? Because you've done quite a few, haven't you?
Oh, yeah. My first performance is actually on YouTube. I put on a headline show like last year. And, It was messy, innit? It was messy, but you can still see like that version of me today, because it was always a thing where I immerse myself with the crowd, and it's like I become a fan of my own music. I know off by heart, I'm just kind of performing to myself and giving the best sort of show that I would want to see. And I think that's just always kind of stuck with me.
Yeah, man, facts. Honestly, that's very real because, yeah, it's essentially just performing, like, it's just like, you know, doing up shower performances or performances in your room.
I'll be in my room, but I'll pretend like, I don't know, something like my spray bowl, my spritz bowl, is a microphone. I'll start doing all sorts, man. Like, I just really get in my own world when it comes to this shit.
Do you be planning out stage dives while you're in your room as well? Because I know that stage diving is almost one of your signature things at this point. at that one point in Respect Me. So, yeah, I want to talk about that a bit more as well. I did have a question written down about that.
That always gets asked to me, you know, but God, no. You think, bro, to trust random niggas to catch me, how can I plan that? Like, first time I did it, it was like, I was so in the moment. And like, it was at the Mist X Animus, this streetwear brand, their show. And I wasn't even meant to perform, but I could just see, without this preparation, without anything, the crowd's going crazy. I can see it in everybody's eyes. They're really feeling it. Like, it was just something that told me I can trust you, innit? If I fall, I fall. Like, fuck it. But yeah. At the same time, I can't think that way. I just got to think you will catch me. Like, I'm going to look you in your eyes and you're going to see me run. Like, you don't really have an option here. And I think it just kind of works. But it's always a thing where you got to feel it from the crowd. It's not something I can plan out.
Facts, man, facts. And honestly, do you know what? It's it's lucky that, you know, you're not like massive or anything like that. Like, like, there's this one video. People claim that it's DJ Khaled doing a stage dive. It's not DJ Khaled. It's some other guy that looks a bit like him. But literally, he jumps into the crowd and you can hear the entire stadium just screaming in terror. People at the back just screaming in terror, fam. It's crazy. I could never be that person in that scene, just looking up and seeing this big ass guy just, you know, belly flopping down on me.
But if I saw that in the actual crowd, I'd move out the way. I'll be so real. But I don't look heavy. Like, it's definitely possible for niggas to carry me. So I think it's all the more reason why people don't get out the way.
Facts, man. Facts, honestly. Yeah, it's crazy, man. Yeah, is this I just think about places like, I don't know, like Wireless, where there's such a big distance between the stage and like the rest of the crowd.
Niggas like Jaleel and all that shit do it.
Well, that guy is actually a menace, because that guy fully, whenever I see him doing up like backflips and all of that, people in the comments always like, bro, why does he look like he's in like zero gravity when he's doing those backflips?
No, he's actually floating and shit.
It's facts. I don't know how he does it. He's wearing like, I don't know. What are they called? Not moon boots, but like,
he definitely got moon boots.
Facts, man. Facts. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Cool. So the question itself was, what goes through your head when you're in the air like that? Are there any like specific thoughts that go through your head? Like, I hope these guys catch me. Or is it just like you're completely clear in your mind of, you know, just experiencing clarity?
Completely clear, bro. Because if you have hesitation, you're gonna definitely fuck up. Yeah, that's not something you can think twice about, innit? It's either you're in it or you're just in it. I just trust myself. Whatever happens, it will just be a good outcome. If God forbid I don't get caught, just, I don't know, do a roll or something, just walk it off, innit, and go back onto the stage. But I always kind of have full trust that the people will kind of feel my energy and be present with me in that moment. In terms of what I'm thinking when I'm getting, like, when I'm surfing first time, not gonna lie, I went completely, like, I don't have any sort of recollection for it. My mind went completely blank. That's what actually used to happen when I was first performing. The first counterfeit show, I got mad anxiety, I'll be so honest. And I blacked out completely. But by the end of it, people said, oh, like, you were sick, this, that, and the fourth. I was like, oh shit. That is, it was something I had to work on. I can't keep blacking out and not like remembering what I was doing. So I kind of kept working on that. And so the second counterfeit show, the XOYO one, when I crowd surfed again, I remember saying, I'm here, bro, let me just keep it up. Let me keep saying my lyrics. Let me just go crazy with these lot. Yeah, man, that's just all it was.
Yeah, man, facts. And yeah, counterfeit is a great place. Like, places like that are great places to practice that kind of thing. Because, you know, the crowd isn't too big, but it's significant enough where, you know, the energy is there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, man, it's a whole community, man. Like, I've never felt so sort of welcomed in like a place outside of, like, you know, friends and this, that, and the fourth. And I love it, man. I think that's another reason why I put my full trust in the people that come through, man, because I know they don't come to do nothing. They're not some mindless crowd that just kind of stare at the performances. They're there to get lit. They're there to have a good time, innit? So I think it's my job to provide that.
Yeah, man. Honestly, facts. Next question was in relation to your reference is, I suppose, to your corner shop in Egocentric, I think it is. Yeah. You make reference to getting bigger and bigger, sipping that bigger. Bigger is a kind is the kind of drink that you don't just find in like your local Asda, your local Sainsbury's.
No.
I want to know what your top three corner shop drinks would be. What drinks do you go into the corner shop and you're like, okay, it's between these three. Talk to me.
Easy one, bro. Something I know that won't fail me, Fanta Fruit Twist. That's something I know is reliable, bro. Whatever I'm doing, if I'm thirsty, I can have it. If I got a bit of I'm in a bit of a craving mood, I know I can go to it. It's always gonna taste nice. It never feels too sugary. Second, fruit punch bigger. It's just, but the thing about it is just, I feel like an unhealthy fuck, bro. It feels like pure sugar I'm drinking, bro. Just straight caramelized, God knows what, fam. Like, I feel like it give me some unknown bit of diabetes. But most recently, you know, yeah, this is only third because it's a fucking bump for what it is and how small it is. But you know Mogu Mogu?
Yeah, I know Mogu.
Yeah, Mogu Mogu. The mango one, I don't know, it just hits the spot, man. That shit's so refreshing.
I'm not going to lie to you, man. I tried Mogu Mogu a while ago. And I couldn't get over them big ass pieces of coconut in my beverage,
that's
man.
Good, bro, that's good for you.
I don't know. I got sensory issues or something, man.
Nah, I hear that.
Yeah.
No, I feel like that's the best bit, bro. It's like a little dessert for me when I'm drinking that.
Honestly, man. Yeah, I think I just wasn't prepared for it. That's what it was.
No, it's because I had aloe vera before, innit? Like, I used to drink aloe vera if I like grab something from the corner shop, and I kind of got used to the whole fat blocks in a drink.
Yeah, man. Yeah, facts. Mm. Honestly, yeah, I used to mess with I don't know. I've never tried the aloe vera. You know the square ones, the square bottles, the green and the pink one. Yeah. I think as well. I've never tried those, but I just look at them and I'm like, how is this person enjoying what they're drinking? You know, it's like,
I'm not gonna lie to you. I asked myself the same question, man.
Yeah, man. Facts.
One time, someone was like to me, "Bro, that shit tastes like dish soap," and I couldn't even disagree with them. It tastes like arse sometimes, but I just enjoy it.
Dish soap, you know, that's crazy.
I don't know what it is, bro.
Yeah, man. Do you know what? I'm surprised you didn't say KA there, because a fizzy can of I think it's either pineapple or grape on a summer's day goes harder than anything for me. I'm not even going to lie to you.
You know what? Yeah. It's just because I rinsed them out in primary and secondary, bro. They were the previous go-to. That was the previous favorite, innit? But now it's just, I'm a bit bored of them now.
Yeah, man. I feel that. Yeah. And yeah, to be fair, KA is sugary as hell as well. It's like you can feel the grains of sugar between your teeth when you're like sipping on it.
There he is, bro. Any can that costs 60p for 330 milliliters, bro, it's got something in there.
It's a myth. There's no reason it should be that deep of a color purple. There's no reason.
No reason at all, like.
Yeah, man. But yeah, I've only got a couple more questions before I let you go on your way, Nine Nova. What can we expect next? This being in the long term, so in the next like couple of years, and then also in the short term, so for the rest of the year, we're about halfway through the year right now. So yeah, what can we expect?
I might as well list some like goals I'm trying to do, innit. Get this album out. I've got an album literally right there. I'm about to upload it. Right now, even I need to get that uploaded. It's like it was mainly inspired by jazz, innit? It's literally a mix of jazz and trap, and obviously you got the Amma piano there, a whole bunch of different fusions of genres in it put into one. And it's a bit more personal to me, innit? I get a bit more personal with my lyrics. There's that. End of summer, hopefully, I'm trying to get out like you see, like, Respect Me, innit? I'll define that as UK punk rap. I'm trying to get an album with that, not an album, scratch that, like an EP, like four tracks maybe, of that same sort of theme. I want to get that done. And then maybe something else end of the year, like a little project, a little tape, depending on my work rate or how much work I got. Music videos, obviously, more shows. And then long term, bro, I'm trying to make this full time, like not only with just music, but just like YouTube. I want to get into streaming. I want to get out of my comfort zone, innit? I want to be a bit more comfortable. Because a lot of the times when I'm on the internet, even Instagram Lives, I can't go on Instagram Lives because I get so stiff, like a bunch of anxiety starts coming up and I start thinking a bit too much. So I'm trying to get out of my comfort zone, just start vibing out with people in the moment and just make all of this, that the whole dream full time, innit?
Yeah, man, facts. Yeah, it's that's a lot of stuff, to be fair. But honestly... The album is what I'm gassed for, though. Jazz and trap fusion, I'm gassed for that. That's...
Yeah. Trust me, you're gonna fuck with it. Like, it's a lot of the shit you would hear from me, but in such a different way, bro. Like, I feel like with this, I really like paved my own lane and have my sort of sound. Like, if you hear this, you think that's Nine Nova type of thing.
Yeah, man, absolutely, yeah. Well, I'm not gonna lie, yeah, it sounds different, and I love different, so yeah, it's I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, I'm gassed for it still.
So next question, the last question before I let you go on your way, Mr. Nine Nova. I ask this question to everyone, and today's no different. You are heard by everyone on Earth for 10 seconds. What do you say?
Oh. I would say, I might as well let the intrusive thought out, bro. I'll just say there is no God. Kill each other now.
That's insane.
That's not okay. Okay. On the actual note, I'll probably say, no, I can't lie. I feel like anarchy would be kind of funny. Like, by all means, I'm actually like very God-fearing individual. Like, I'm a Christian. Well, I'm still kind of exploring my faith, innit? I'm looking into different religions right now, but I'm a Christian. But I feel like it would be funny. At the same time, I know I wouldn't have that ability, but yeah.
Hey, man, anything for the laughs. Anything for the laughs. Man, that's jokes. To be fair, I feel like if I was in the know, then it would be funny. But now, nah, if I'm none the wiser to this,
I'll be like the worst thing to ever do in it. But
if I was none the wiser, then I'd be like, hey, yo, wait, hold on. Well, look at my hands. These are not workers' hands. Allow me, please.
Oh, I felt that, man.
Yeah, but yeah, no, that's hard, man, for real. You know what? I think that is a good place to end off this episode of the podcast. I'll be letting you go on your way. Listeners, thank you for listening to this episode. Thank you for watching this episode. Make sure you like and subscribe and all of that. And I know, but please tell the people to subscribe. I'm trying to hit.
Get that nigga to how many subs?
I'm trying to get to 100. I'm on 99 right now as of recording, so...
Bro, you'll get 100 easy, bro. After this, we're pushing this up. We're getting you up there, bro. We need to see more interviews, bro. Not enough people are doing this, especially in the UK with the scene we have going on, bro. This is sick, honestly. Getting the thoughts heard. It's like, it's nice to like kind of get this all out, innit? Because no one really asks about all the thought process behind what we make.
Facts, man. Yeah, honestly. Yeah, there aren't too many. It's... It's all just like sort of like gossip podcasts and all that. So yeah, it's
this is real, man.
Yeah, man, absolutely. But yeah, listeners, make sure you like, subscribe, and all of that. Make sure you go listen to Nine Nova's most recent release, Black Star, available on all platforms. And yeah, Nine Nova, do you have anything you'd like to say before we let you go on your way, let the listeners go on their way?
No, not very much, man. Just take care of yourself. Don't forget to drink water.
Thanks, man. Thanks. Sick. All right. Yeah, listeners, thank you all for listening. Thank you all for watching. Keep it real, and I will see you later. Alligators.